A Prayer for Ushering in New Seasons by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be the glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3:20-21. Isn't it interesting how, at the end of every calendar year, most people excitingly invite in the next season? It seems as though the newness of a new year brings anticipation, but the newness of a new season in our lives can bring on unwanted feelings. Feelings of worry, doubt, fear, and apprehension. The apprehension of what will change, fear for what will no longer be, and worry about what's to come with the new set of circumstances that stands before us. As I'm entering a new season of life, I've been in deep conversation and prayer with the Lord. What if you, me, and all believers around the world ushered in new beginnings with hearts full of wonder and trust in the Lord? The wonder of what God will change, trusting in what God will remove, and hoping in all God will bring forth in our lives with His new sets of circumstances for us. While this wouldn't exempt us from trials, it would prepare us with hearts that are willing to fully surrender to Him and see what He will do. You see, everything changes when our perspective goes from earthly to eternally. Our hearts are challenged, changed, and shaped when we set our eyes on the Lord and not what lies ahead of us. Paul writes to us in Ephesians 3:20 that God can do, will do, and is doing more than we could ever ask or imagine. God is doing things that bring Him and His church glory. While there's much mystery in that passage, we find a powerful promise, a promise that we must cling to as we navigate our time here on earth. If the Lord promises us He'll do more than we could ever ask or imagine, we need to believe Him. I deeply believe that within this promise, we should be ushering in new seasons with great anticipation of what God is going to do. We serve the everlasting God, the one who sent His Son to defeat the grave, and the one who knows everything about you and me, and yet loves us anyway. For me, and I pray for you, that our hearts will desire these things in the new seasons to come, that we will be open-handedly, willingly, with full anticipation, ushering in whatever God has for us. With that comes a deep trust, firm faith, and unwavering hope, because sometimes the Lord leads us into things that look difficult on earth, but are woven with great eternal reward. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we begin prayerfully ushering in new seasons with anticipation of what You will do, I pray for peace. I pray we would have a perspective that sets our eyes on You and not on the world. Lead my heart to experience You more deeply. Help me seek You more intentionally and grow my faith as I trust in You confidently. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and to especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.